Hello, everybody. You are listening to the Chaos and Shadow podcast. My name is Kyle, and I'm joined here by my co-host, Pagan. Pagan, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Very well. We're actually trying some new software for our recording today. We're doing a backup just in case, but we're trying something called Zencaster. It lets you do local recordings on each person's computer, and it kind of merges it for you. Hopefully this will sound good. It's gonna just be nicer than hearing our internet connected self. So enjoy some of the splendor.
Well, hopefully it works really nicely, because that would probably take a little stress off of what we do in, you know, in the editing process.
Bingo. Also, to that end, Pagan, the reason this comes to mind is that we just conducted some of our, like, some just amazing back-to-back-to-back interviews. And yes, we don't want to slow down on the interview part. We want to expand. I mean, we just published one with AP Strange talking about the cacophony that is UFO Twitter and many other just various aspects of the strange. We got John E. L. Tenney on last night. That episode mm-hmm. will be coming next week for folks. Tenney did a whole hour with us, and then a whole bonus hour for members up on the site.
Yes, and it was so good. I told my husband some of the stories that he told afterwards, and he was like, I'm going to have to listen to both of these episodes. And I'm like, yes, you are, because they're that good. He even did some nice Twitter praise for us today, which is really nice.
Did it? Did he say something? Oh my gosh. I saw him saying some nice things back to those tweets last night. I think it was just so genuinely fun. And you and I kind of know our stuff. Like, we've watched Tenney talk before. So going into that, I was like pulling my mental notes from when we were at PhenomenaCon. You know, I remembered certain things that he had said. I brought up the idea of, like, do ghosts have underwear? Because that was one of his theories that he put in my brain back then. So it's just such a great time to have a conversation back and forth. And, just take the seeds that he planted in our brain 6 months ago and now actually have a kind of blossomed, bloomed conversation about them.
Yes, and it's so fun to, there were so many fun moments in that conversation. Like, if you had me pick just one, I don't think I could, because I don't know how many times I felt like Tenney just literally stuck his fingers in my brain. It's like, we're just going to move this over here and put this over there and rearrange your entire thought pattern. Ta-da!
Ta-da!
And it was so good. So good, you guys. Please, when it comes out, we're going to, you know, obviously promote it like we do, but please go listen to it. Go have your own brains and your thought patterns rearranged.
Yeah.
It will be worth it.
It's that good. It really is. So I think I figured out, I think this is my favorite moment from it. I can tease that Tenney talks to us about an encounter with a time traveler. And that's thanks to Pagan bringing that up, because that wasn't really something that we had like planned out bringing up to him. But that conversation spawns something really, really amazing. And I think it, I went and listened to the episode, and it is remarkably creepy. And the fact that we played right into the hands of that time traveler and continuing this conversation is just, whoa.
It was not a planned conversation. It was just one of those things that in our kind of interview format with a lot of our guests is we kind of go in with some set questions. But usually about halfway through, Kyle and I kind of throw the questions out the window, because the conversation has gone completely off script and is so much better than we ever planned. This was one of those moments. Mm-hmm. And it was just one little thing that Tenney said that led to another thing. And I had seen these weird videos about time travelers on TikTok, and I asked him about it. And then he told us this story that left me with literal chills. And I immediately, when we got done, went and told my husband the story. He also had chills. So it was such a wonderful experience. I promise you guys will love it as much as we did. So I believe that's actually in the bonus episode.
I think so.
I think
that one came out in the bonus. All the more reason. and there is that free trial up on the site. So if you want to go, that's also part of the $5 tier to get your bonus content like that. So go up there. and check it out. This one really good. I mean, Michelle's given us great bonus content. Katie, it's just becoming such a trend. We often kind of drop those invites on people last second. So sorry if we ever just grab the folks, but those side conversations branch out to be something beautiful, because that's when we get past that introductory hour of just BSing about our main points, and like you said, it just goes way off the wall.
And it turns into, like you said, something absolutely beautiful. And, all of the best interviews, I think, for any podcaster should leave your brain a little bit mush. And ours last night were very mush after Tenny. And it was just so gorgeous. And it happens with, I would say, probably all of our guests that we have brought on the show, that they just, by the time we get done, we're just like, wow. That was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Can we do it again?
Strongly agree. Well, that brings up the next question, which is talking about the calendar. I'm going to actually bring that up on the side here. So I wanted to talk to folks about the July-August schedule. Let me do two of them. We're going to pull them up side by side. June, July. Okay. Because we're recording this on the 3rd, we're going to do our little seance catch-up roundup sort of thing in about 30 minutes, just so folks know where we're coming from. We didn't want to do anything too crazy, though, today, because it's the 4th of July weekend here in the States. A lot of people are going to be busy. We're just doing something really, really quick. Next weekend, the 10th, that is Saturday the 10th at 4 p.m. Mountain, 6 p.m. Eastern time, we are going to be doing the last seance in Utah. That'll be the last one I conduct here before we leave, before I go to the house. That one, I'm talking to Tonino. He might be available, Pagan, for me to ask Tonino some questions for that one. So that could be really interesting. Yeah.
That'd be really cool.
Candle rituals taking place on July 17th. Pagan, that's we agree that's going to be mainly you, because my stuff will be all boxed up by that day. I'll be probably, hopefully, tuning in from the side. But otherwise, that'll be you hosting that. And that's going to happen in the Gilded server as well, right?
Yes, all of it's going to happen in Gilded. We're going to do a nice little first quarter moon cycle candle ritual. And we're also going to make a safe travel sigil for Kyle, since he will be moving.
Yeah.
So, and he'll be traveling the next week anyway. So it's perfect time. You guys can join us for that. It'll be a good time. And then Kyle can, tuck that nice sigil in his pocket and have safe travels.
That's right. That is right. So looking at the following, then I will be moving. I'll be pretty much offline for everyone the 19th to the 24th. You will all just have to make do without a little bit of spooky. We might have something lined up for that week, but we're a little TBD on doing that yet. The same goes for the following, because we're doing House Keperu on the 31st of July. So that's the last Saturday of the month. Pagan and I are hosting a chat with Michelle and her partner Illyria at 10:45 p.m. Eastern. We are wrapping up one heck of an amazing day. Matt Oren speaking right before us. There's psychic work all day. Like, it is just, we were looking at the calendar last night, kind of just like oogling it, pulling it up again here.
It's going to be such a fun day. I know Michelle's speaking that day. We've got one of the House Keperu people, Aubrey, is going to be speaking. Matt Oren is speaking. We're going to be doing our interview with Illyria and Michelle, like you said, and there's just so much good stuff that's happening. If you haven't already gotten your tickets to House Keperu, this is a really good time to go get your tickets. I want to say the tickets are $65, but that is for 3 days. The event is virtual, and you get to experience all sorts of really cool stuff and kind of get to see what it's like to be a part of House Keperu and some of the rituals and stuff that they do, which are phenomenal.
Indeed.
We got to go last time as press, which was wonderful. This time we're actually getting to be a part of it, which is even more phenomenal. And last time we went, it was just so beautiful, the whole experience. We learned so much cool stuff, got to experience so many amazing rituals. And it's just times that I will never forget and information I'll never forget. So get your tickets and join us.
So agreed. So agreed. And that'll be our last big thing for July. So that is, like Pagan said, a 3-day event. So that concludes on Sunday, August 1st, which just again kicks off our ideas for August. So let me do a little scroll down here. We took the time to do a little bit of plotting out. On August 7th, we're hoping to do a tour of the house, the new RPN Haunted HQ. My goal with that will be really to introduce everyone that's listening to the seance room we're going to be using in the future, as well as just kind of some of the general areas that I can show off downstairs. The other thing that I want to kind of talk about with that is, I mean, there's the membership stuff we got going on. We have the preservationist tier, the restoration tier up on the site. We've had people jumping in on that already, which is just super amazing. For those folks, we're going to do a little bit deeper of a dive. That's part of the perks. We're going to take people on to see probably the attic in the basement would be two of the spookier areas.
Spooky times.
Yeah, the attic where people to this day still hear like thumping around up there like someone's walking.
Oh, wow.
So those ones we might save. I'm going to do a balance because it's my house, you know, I'm actually living there. So I'm going to do kind of a mixed balance of what areas are shown off. But that's going to tie into our next thing, which is on August 14th, we're going to do an intention setting and warding of the seance room because I have got a dining room and a house built in the 1800s. Prime time for seances, by the way. But we got a house built in the 1800s with an amazing dining room with all very old dining sets in there, like I almost wanted to say ancient because they feel a little rickety, but old tables, chairs, and I don't know, I need to get those like appraised or whatever, see what they actually date back to, but I mean that room is just exuding history, and it was the like parlor room sort of hospice area of that place when there was a doctor in there. So it's got like some serious history, and we're gonna, like we said, intention set, ward it, so that it can be a place where good communication can happen often. And we're gonna work with some altar stuff a little bit later to set like the tone of when we want to open and close communication too.
Yes, definitely gonna be doing that. I believe we're also going to be doing a seance that's connecting to some of the dead from the Black Cross area. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's going to be us trying to connect with a little bit of the land and the history of the place. Now, we don't like everyone to, we never want to come across like we're extorting or like taking advantage of a spirit sort of thing. And this one is, I hope, quite the opposite, because this is a grave that needs attention. To give you guys a very just overview summary, because we want to do a whole episode for the podcast, but back when the Spanish influenza came through, there is a dumping ground of immigrant bodies that just got dumped into a big old ditch along the side of the road. And I think somewhere potentially near 5,000 bodies in there. I mean,
holy crap.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
I want to take it all with a grain of salt, because first of all, there was intentional obscuring of information, because go figure, 2020 is just, you know, 1918 in a different lens, right? They're the same shitty people doing the same shitty things. So again, immigrant bodies just dumped. And so we want to call attention to that. Like, this is it's a thing, in my opinion, that needs not to be messed with in a way of like disturbing anything, but in kind of checking in, because I'll tell you, no one else is. It's a forgotten landmark there that is grown over and just... Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah. And, you know, I shouldn't speak to it that aggressively because I haven't been there in a decade, but it, from the pictures online, it was always fighting overgrowth. So I want to say that in this kind of Black Cross ceremony sort of thing, that we'll, you know, just see what's out there, see who's meandering the lands, because that's not on my property, but it isn't too terribly far from it. So I think that would just be a cool vibe setting experiment.
That's going to be very interesting to see what we get out of that. That's going to be cool.
Yeah. And so we have that. We're looking at August 21st to do that one. We're going to look at doing an interview with the Penny Royal podcast for August 23rd. Got to set some dates on that to record. On August 28th, an ancestor altar. That's going to happen the same weekend, I think, as the Michigan Paracon stuff is going on. So that's going to be one we make sure to have recorded for folks, just in case people in our group are actually attending and doing that. But that goes to say that when we're doing the workshops, when we're doing these seances, we've started to archive it. That goes to our members up on the site. They get access to those videos. On occasion, we might make some things public here and there, but probably in the form of blog posts is my thinking with that. Like, if folks haven't checked it out, I made some of our seance ones live up there already. Now, the kind of way I'm working it right now, Pagan, is I released the early copy as an exclusive for the members, so they could go in and see right away, because they wanted to add things to it. This is how I'm working it on my brain, folks. So our members that were actually in the live seance, they wanted to go back and see it, because some of them, you know, weren't there that night. They could watch it, add to it, and then hopefully I'm going to take that early access post, beef it up just a smidge, and make it like a public post, you know.
So that'll be cool. That'll be really cool.
That's kind of the order of operations, if you will. And we're trying to make it accessible to everyone. And it's a huge thank you to everyone listening. You guys power this show. So thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. It's amazing. What else do we want to talk about with that? Like, I have a little note here about, Estes Method and Ganzfeld sessions kind of ties into the next point that I want to. I'm really interested in giving more of a tour of our tech once we get set up over there.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked to Pagan just a smidge about this here and there, and Jade in our group a little bit here and there, but I'd like to do some blog posts that are probably going to be a little bit more deep dives on the individual tech we're pulling out. Where does the Ganzfeld effect come from? Why do we care about it? What's this, that, and the other? There's some great stuff up there. Our friends from, you know, like the Newkirks on Week and Weird have some great things on the Estes Method. But as they've shifted their focus away from blogging, you know, they're doing Hellier and everything. I'm like, let's see what we can put out there. We've got such great brains sitting around, like, working on these projects together. So we're diving into the history, the lore, and going to put some interesting stuff up for folks.
It is definitely going to be very cool to see, you know, all, and these aren't going to just be all the tech stuff too. I know that you and I had talked about also doing some blog posts with about the pendulum and the different divination stuff that we're going to be using in the seances. So look forward to all of that, because I don't know if you got yours or not, but I also recently just got my copy of the A Curious Future, a handbook of Unusual Divination and Unique Ocular Techniques by Kiki Dombrowski.
Oh, excellent. That's wonderful.
I have not started reading it, but I did flip through it because my daughter had to go to the doctor. And so I literally picked up the mail right as we were heading out the door and shoved it in my purse. And I was like, okay. And so we were sitting in the doctor's office and we were flipping through it. It has so much cool stuff that I'm like, I knew like 1% of the stuff in this book.
That is
and so now I'm like, there's so much other stuff that I want to play with now. So I have a whole handbook on new divination stuff that I'm going to eventually be trying out. The only one that I don't know if it would work for seances is tea leaves, because I feel like because the person actually has to drink the tea and then you have to read their tea leaves. So I don't think that would work.
I think that one would be hard over distance. You're right.
Yeah.
It could be done. But like the thing is, I feel like, I don't know anything about real tea leaf reading other than what I've seen in movies and stuff. But usually I see people handle the glass, and that you wouldn't be able to do a photo. I just don't know if that would be great. Probably works, but meh. Feels like some of the magic's lost.
Yeah, but there is all sorts of really cool stuff in here that's like got forest divination and divination with nuts, how to make a stone set for divination, like out of like actual crystals and stuff. Stuff with like, my experience with seances and mediumship. There's a whole section in the book about that and talks about that kind of cool stuff. So I don't know. Is this book actually out yet, or did we get?
That's a great question. I can't remember. I don't think it's out just the second. I think it has a little bit more on it.
I think you're right. I want to say that maybe it's like July 17th.
Yeah, that mid-month sounds really right to me when you say that.
But either way, I know it's available for pre-order. You can go pre-order it on Amazon or pre-order it through your local bookstore, even once. So go check it out.
That's a big shout out to AP Strange there, because AP brought yes. up Kiki's book last time. So that making magic happen all around. See, this is why we like to promote good people in the community, because good stuff then just materialize in the mail. I don't know if mine, I hope it gets here okay. That big fire that happened here. Oh, I don't know if folks on Chaos and Shadow heard, but there was a massive fire at my apartment complex that took out one of the three buildings, like completely just destroyed it. Everyone was okay and not, you know, no injuries, but just absolutely demolished it. And the tricky thing is, it is the primary office of the building complex.
Oh, no.
So like, you know, the actual management staff had their offices in there. That's where everyone's mail went. And when I say everyone, I'm talking like 150 units worth or more of mail. So like quite a lot. And that's where I have no idea what they're doing right now. And I'm not bothering anyone to ask. I probably will after this week just to check. I got lucky. My, I ordered some plastic totes for moving stuff, and I thought they were just gonna get lost in the mail, but they did materialize at the end of the hallway. So I was thank goodness. I didn't want to chase like six plastic totes through the postal service or whatever, but it just blows. The life needs to be better. It just sucks that so many people just got displaced all of a sudden. The world's hard enough as is. So
yeah.
Anyway, we keep them in our thoughts, because that's just terrifying. Also, good random reminder. This is not the show for this sort of thing, but if you do not have renter's insurance and you're renting, you need to do that right this second. Like, you realize you're completely unprotected at this moment. If you don't have renter's insurance and you're renting, that building is not covering your stuff. So, I mean, the podcast and go sign up for some. It's, quote, cheap. I mean, I have pretty great coverage, and I only pay like $13 a month, which is like $150-ish a year. So, I ran into a poor guy that was about my age, probably, you know, just a little bit younger. And he was just like, I didn't have any. I'm like, oh, dude.
Oh, no.
So I just say that to people now, you know, there's just all that weird knowledge that people need to know and need to have. So take care of yourself.
I think I first started using renter's insurance when I went to college, because same kind of thing. Colleges will not cover your stuff if something happens to the dorm.
Yep. That's
so
right.
You can actually get renter's insurance for living in a dorm, because you're technically paying to live there, so it still counts.
Yeah, and if in that case, if you need to save some money, and this isn't available to everybody, but if your parents have like homeowner's insurance, you're covered approximately to the age of 26. Now, you want to ask, I mean, again, we're not an insurance podcast, but seriously, you should be asking that. Like, call, check. That is a real thing. It covers. So like Pagan said, grab it on your own, whatever it takes. But I'll be keeping those people in my thoughts. We kind of actually just added one of those over in Gilded too, a little channel. I don't know if you saw that, Pagan, but Into the General one, requesting good vibes, because everyone's been having like such a rough time in life. And I just thought we could create a little cute place that people could send some good energy to folks if they wanted to.
It's been a rough couple of weeks for lots of people. And I would definitely say that if you can just send out some good vibes just to the world needs it. Everybody needs it right now. You know, just send out some good, light a candle. You know, if you're somebody that pray, that's cool. Just, you know, send out those good vibes and good thoughts to everybody. Mm-hmm. Everybody could use that good energy.
Oh, that's a pretty great segue to talk about what I want to do in August. I would absolutely love to do a charity in August. Mm-hmm. If worse comes to worse, maybe it'll fit better in September, in all honesty, just because of when I'm going to actually arrive is late towards the end of the month. I'm going to be in House Kepru, and I don't want to, you know, start it late. Or maybe that's fine. Let's see what the audience says. But I would love to do and something targeted towards the Trevor Project, which is about giving money and support for LGBT youth who are either kicked out of their homes or, you know, are forced into some really rough situations. And they provide amazing support for that. It's just a fantastic organization. Look them up, Trevor Project. They are partnered with so many just various organizations throughout the year. I've helped the Trevor Project without even like realizing they were the end goal of the thing before. Like, they're just so cool. they're just embedded in so great. So look them up. Trevor Project. I'd love to raise money for that. I think it's a really good time. We haven't done a charity in a couple months. And yeah. I noticed that there's a pretty cool thing we might be able to work with. There's a thing we've used on Twitch before. I've used on Twitch before called Stream Loots, which is all about people kind of, if you'd like to buy some digital stuff, they're cards, if you will, digital cards, and you can play them on stream, much like you would in some sort of card game. So you activate an effect. It can be really cute stuff. It could be giveaways. And they just started one about stream loot auctions as well, so that you can, you know, help out with your charity causes if you want to, like, give something specific away. And that would definitely be something I want to look into, because might try and blend up some stuff for folks. Maybe we could do some of our, like, incense sort of deals. Just all kinds of cute little auction items that might be able to help out with the charity effort.
I think that would be super cool. And, you know, maybe we could even do a live seance for everybody too. Ooh, yeah. I know that we have kind of talked a little bit about that. And, you know, maybe that would be a good way to kind of help people use some of those cards to ask some questions.
Oh, I love that. So Pagan, we're just rolling through this. This is good. There is one thing I really want to call out to folks. Like you said, we've mentioned this on occasion, but starting in probably August, we're going to look at taking one of those seances public a month and then keeping one for our gilded and paying members of the site. Again, love breaching that thing. We know not everyone can do it financially. We want to do something that's really kind of next level for our members, that's really intimate, that allows, you know, their questions to be front and center for stuff, but also reach out to people that some people can't even really use the gilded thing. It's a little bit limited on mobile. So taking it over to Twitch even once a month will open a whole new audience to it, whole new accessibility to it. And I just think it's going to be all around fun. Now, the idea here, why again am I keeping this idea of two in mind? Twitch is chaotic energy incarnate, if ever there was some. And actually, I wouldn't just say it's in chaotic energy, it's chaotic evil. Skewing quite often. Like, there is a malevolent vibe through Twitch. I know there's also a very good side that helps balance it, but again, Twitch has more trolls than saints. So my idea
is very trickster vibe.
Yeah.
Icky trickster.
Right. Semantics. Trickster to me seems maybe not dark, but I worry about trolls. Here's my thing. Mm-hmm. So first of all, we could use some listeners that want to volunteer for mods. But the other thing is, I wanted to say, it's why I want to keep some of these seances separate. Because we're working with energy and all kinds of stuff like that. It will be a test to take it onto Twitch. If it feels bad, gross, icky, like you said, or just has a negative reaction from that audience, it's not probably something I'm going to super persevere. So we're just going to feel it out. If you want to be a moderator for it, we would absolutely love it. Step up, go to revelatornetwork.com/contact. The Gilded is gilded.gg/RPN. Both of those are great ways to get in touch with me. But I'd love to have you as a mod if you want to do it. And we're just going to see. Again, that's all we can do. Test it out. If it's good, great. If it's bad, we'll just go back to where it already works for us, right?
We will figure out something else if that doesn't work. You know, maybe we'll try a different platform or something. We could always try multiple different things to do this. But yeah, if all of the ideas flop, well, we know Gilded definitely 100% works.
I love it. I love it. By the way, this is a reminder, folks. When you go over to apply, make sure you hit the apply button. The follow button doesn't do anything. The way I would liken it is, if you've ever followed someone's lockdown Facebook profile and you're following them, but you don't see anything they post, it's because they're posting privately, right? So in Gilded's the same. You can follow our external stuff, which has some notifications and announcements. But if you're not seeing other friends and listeners chatting with us in real time, like Discord looks like, then you're seeing just the outside. So what you need to do is hit apply. It's super simple. You just tell us, like, if you're a member already, if you, you know, what show you came from. 2 seconds, submit. It's an auto accept as soon as we know you're, you know, whatever you came from. It's just amazing. Gilded rocks. So check it out. I will call out one last thing as we go here, because we're going to run off to a seance meeting in just a second for a recap. We mentioned them going up on the blog. I did want to say, then tying it to some of those auctions in the future and stuff, I do want to raise some money for some specific tech I've been looking at, Pagan. They have made those FLIR cameras to see, you know, thermal imaging.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty affordable. I mean, not just something I'd go and drop money on, you know, any random weekend, but like, if we want to put together some cash through the show, if people want to help us raise some money for it, that would be some really cool tech that we can just bake straight into the live stream.
And that would be neat.
There's an aura, like, kind of, it's called biofield imaging. And it's ridiculously expensive. And I don't even know how much I believe it, but it's something the Monroe Institute has used. And it's again, how people traditionally on cameras capture like energy work. And I think for someone like a group like us, that's really interested in like seeing where energy's going and how that actually processes. It is software that I would say it's nowhere in my price range right this minute, but it is like, I would love to have it by next year because it's just, it's really cool for the toolkit. So
that sounds very awesome.
Yeah.
And it'd be really cool because, see, I think it would be fun to even just get one of the FLIR cameras just to kind of like paint it around a room.
Oh, yeah.
And see if there's anything in the room talking.
Absolutely.
Or just hanging out. That would be really cool.
To put this in perspective, and some people are going to cringe, some people are not. I could buy both of those things for under $1,000, which, again, just to give an idea.
That's a price tag.
It's a, you know, that's both of them, meaning combined. Not really. I mean, you're in the tech world. You know what tech costs. I mean,
yeah,
that's not that much. Not when our phones cost $1,000 on their own. So, yeah, this, I mean, FLIR cameras, very expensive. Those used to be well over, too. Like, they would be very costly. So this stuff is actually getting very, very, very in our price range. So if people want to help with that, membership's the best way. If you're interested in specifically, you know, helping out with that thing particularly, get in touch through the website again. That way you can reach out, see what we can add to the toolkit. But I am so excited. It's going to be amazing. And we've only got about 3 or so weeks till I'm in the house.
I know, it's going to be good times.
Yes. So, folks, we're going to get ready. We're going to head out the door. We're going to get into our little meeting today for the seance recap. I hope you all stay very, very safe out there. Like we said, get in the Gilded. Get over on the Twitch, twitch.tv/KyleParanormal. Everywhere, revelatornetwork.com. The blog's up there. AP Strange's interviews up there. Tenny's 2 interviews are coming soon. If you're a member, don't forget to add that extra RSS feed from your email. And that's going to do it for this week, folks. Stay safe out there, everyone. Bye-bye.